You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show where we look at custom skills in Azure Cognitive Search. Imagine being able to tell the indexer what to do and to store it the way you want to. You're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show where we're going to talk about custom skills in Azure Cognitive Search. Luis, it's good to see you again, my friend.
It's good to see you, Seth. Always a pleasure to be with you.
So tell us who you are and what you do. Well, we already know who you are, but what do you do?
So I am a program manager in the Azure Cognitive Search team. And as part of that, today we'll be talking about how you can create custom skills inside Azure Cognitive Search.
Amazing. So 10-second elevator speech for what Azure Cognitive Search is.
So Azure Cognitive Search is really a platform as a service component that allows you to add great search experiences to your applications. That's really what it is. And as we will be able to see today, it can read data from both structured and unstructured content. And we're going to go a little bit deeper of some of the things that you can do with unstructured content.
All right, well, let's dive in. Custom skills.
Wonderful. So Seth, I wanted to provide just a little bit of framework. People may have seen some of the earlier presentations that we have done in the past. As you can see on my screen, I am showing a diagram that shows like each of the stages that we go through in order to understand unstructured content. In other words, we need to be able to connect to different data sources. We need to be able to kind of crack open these different types of files and formats, right? Let's say that you have images or Word documents and so forth. We need to understand each of those file formats in order to extract the text out of them, the images, any metadata that they have. And then one thing that our customers want to do is they want to enrich this information. They want to apply what we call cognitive skills to this information in order to think of it as adding additional metadata or enriching the information in their content. Sometimes this is required in order to extract structure from the content. And then once we have this structure or this enriched document, we project it into a searchable index. So as part of these cognitive skills, we have many, many built-in skills, more than I show on the screen right here. But these are just examples of the types of built-in skills that we have. Key phrase extraction, translation, maybe you want to identify celebrities in an image, sentiment analysis, all kinds of different and really cool machine learning-based skills. But one of the things that our customers tell us many times is, this is all wonderful, but I have a very, very specific problem. I need to add my own secret sauce or my own customization. I want to apply my own code as part of this enrichment process. And Azure Cognitive Search supports this extensible skill set, and it's extensible because you can plug in your own custom skills. And as part of these custom skills, you can do anything that you need to do. Your own custom code goes there. And these are essentially web API endpoints that just need to follow an input-output interface. And as long as you follow the interface, you can plug it in as part of the pipe.
Let's pause right here just so I can understand what's going on. If we go back one slide, basically what you're saying is that when we're doing the ingest, enrich, explore, there's already a rich set of things that you can do to enrich your content, but you may want to do very specific things for your organization. And that's what it means to have a custom skill.
That's exactly right, Seth. And, you know, like you create your own custom code, your own enrichment. Sometimes you may want to connect to your own, let's say, your own database to extract particular types of entities, or maybe you have your own models that you have created in the past. These are all examples of custom skills.
Awesome.
So then the question is, how do I create one and how do I connect it to the rest of the pipeline, right? So let's say that you are creating some kind of medical application, then let's say you have a disease extractor, you may want to apply it somewhere in the pipeline, right? So we're going to learn how to do that today. Because of the time that we have, it's going to be like a cooking show, right? So we're going to show you some of the pieces that we have built so that you can do it, but we're not going to write it in front of you. So the first thing that I want to explain to you is, what does this input-output interface look like? It's very, very simple. Think of an HTTPS call that you make to your own skill, right? So it's a web API endpoint, essentially. And where you can pass, think of it as a property bag for each record that you want to enrich. In this case, the property bag is called data. And you see, in this case, I just put only one input file name. Of course, you could have many, many inputs mapped, but for the sake of simplicity, we have a single input here and a single output here. In this case, the file name is the input, and the file type is the output.
So basically, if I can interrupt, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Basically,
course,
the indexer, as it's going through, will say, here, custom skill, here's the thing I'm looking at. What do you want me to do with it? And then you can output stuff in the end, and then the indexer will do something with it after that.
That's exactly right. It's just a Lego piece, some input, some output. We're completely agnostic as to what's going in as input and output, so that you can do whatever you want.
Awesome.
We don't even care what code you write or what language you use, as long as you follow the input-output interface. So we're gonna write a custom skill in a second, but I wanna show you some resources. So first of all, I wanna make you aware that in the documentation there are examples of how to do this in C# and Python, for instance, right? But just to show that you can use different languages. In this case, I am going to use C#, and I am going to start, I'm gonna navigate here to what we call power skills. And to go to the power skills, I like this aka.ms link, aka.ms/power skills. You hit enter on that, and you will end up in this GitHub repository. And this GitHub repository is very, very useful. It's very handy because it has many, many skill templates, pre-built skills that you can use. It's all open source, so you can modify them if you want to customize something. In my case, I am going to clone the repo, and then I'm just going to take the simplest of all these skills, the Hello World skill, and I'm going to modify it to add my own code to it instead of just saying Hello World. So I already did that. So I essentially cloned the repo into this directory, the Power Skills repo, and I'm going to open it from Visual Studio, which also, I have it already open, so there is no need for us to wait for it to open. So as you can see, we're looking at the solution, at the Power Skill solution, and there are many, many different projects here, vision projects, text-related skills, and so forth. Once again, I just took a template that is the Hello World template, nothing fancy. It's what you're looking at right now. All it does is it says, I'm going to create an Azure function. And the Azure function is going to take a record that is an input. And then it does something with the record in these three or four lines of code. It takes, I'm going to make this just a little bit bigger. And you will see that it is taking like a parameter called name as a string. And then it's outputting a variable called greeting. And it's saying hello, and then using the name that it took as an input, right? So as simple as it looks, it's really just saying Luis comes as input, and then hello, Luis comes as output. Very, very simple.
So this is basically, sorry to interrupt, this is basically directly from the GitHub repo. This is, everyone can get this right now.
Yeah, I haven't written a single line of code.
Got it.
And starting in this second right now, I'm going to show you the code that I wrote. Essentially, I copied this function to create my own right below it, right here. I was kind of hiding it for a second. And I called it get file type. I just changed the function name. So that means that when I publish it, there will be two functions, the hello world function and the get file type function. I'm just going to use this get file type. And I modified those three lines of code that I mentioned earlier with my own code, a little bit longer, about 10, 15 lines of code. And my goal here was to make it super simple, so I know that there are better ways to code this, but I just want it to be instructional. So I am taking the file name input, because if you remember my slide here, I want an input called file name that is going to be something like this, like foo.jpg, and I want to output a file type and I want it to be image or Word document or something like that, right? So I'm taking the file name input, and then if I am checking if the name contains a dot, essentially I'm just checking for the extension, getting the extension for the last substring after that dot, essentially. And if it's any of these formats like PNG, bitmap, JPEG, and so forth, I'll call that an image. If not, I'll just use the extension like .pdf or something like that as the file type, and then I'll return that. So very, very simple. Why would I want to do this custom skill? This seems super simple, but it can be very, very valuable. Imagine that I am doing a search, and I want to essentially search for content, but only in a particular type of document, only in the images, let's say. Then I can create or I can publish this skill. I can use the name that comes from blob storage as an input. Now I have the extension, and now I can define that extension or that file type as a filter or as a facet in my search index. So, okay, so if I do this, I can just hit go here and press F5, and it's going to allow me to debug this this function. You can see it's deploying right now. And while that's launching, I have already here shown how to test this. Essentially, I just went to Postman and took the local host location that this is going to give me in just 1 second. And then I provided the body as based on the, oh, what happened? I don't know, whatever. So let's just continue. And I am going to take exactly the same format that I had in the slides, and I am going to pass that as an input. So if we go to the Azure function deployment, you can see it's in localhost right now. It's this get file type function. I'm gonna actually post this. So I'm gonna send this request, and I should get, as you can see right now, it says that the file type is of type image. So exactly what we needed, right? So very, very simple. Now, I have already gone through the publish of the skill from Visual Studio, essentially just right-clicking on the solution and clicking publish, so that now this is exactly the same thing, but it's hosted on Azure, right? So I can call it anytime, not when my machine is running.
Right.
So, okay, perfect. So we have done that already, and I am going to show you now how to connect that to the rest of the to the pipeline, right? So that you can consume it.
So let's pause right here so people can understand what's going on. So basically what you did is you wrote an Azure function that would take whatever the indexer would give it, like here's a file, do what you want with it, and then it returns something that the indexer can read. So basically that we took a little detour to look at just that bit of custom functionality that you wrote for your skill.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of the Lego pieces inside that we want to now connect to the rest of the pipeline, right?
Okay.
So that's why you saw it just, you know, right now the skill itself is not aware of what's happening around it. It's not aware that it's part of a skill set or not, or that I am just testing it. It's just an input-output, very simple function right now, right? Mm-hmm. But now when we connect it to the rest of the pipeline, then it becomes very useful, right?
All right, let's connect it.
All right, let's do it. So the first thing that I did, here I am on my Azure Search subscription, and I had already an index. So what I did is I added an extra field to that index. You will see it right here. It is just, I named it file type. Let me make this just a little bit bigger for you. I name it file type, and it's of type string. Some of these checkboxes represent the different attributes of that field. And I'll show you the columns in a second, but essentially by marking these checkboxes, I made it filterable and facetable and searchable as well. So I can essentially perform a filter based on the file type or even get facets based on that. So, all right, so that's, I modified the index. Then I want to modify the skill set or the steps that I need to do for enrichment, and this is what I actually call my custom skill. So first of all, so you can see I have the skill set right here, and there is this very nice experience that allows me to kind of see the skill set definition from the portal. I am looking at the array of skills, right? So and each of them are defined. For instance, this is an entity recognition skill, and you can see parameters related to it and so forth. These are the built-in skills. But I am going to add my own custom skill. And this is essentially at the end of the skills list, I just added this definition of the custom skill. So sometimes people may say like, oh, but how would I know like to enter the data type or what parameters to use and so forth? And there is, well, of course, this is all in the documentation, but also there is this very nice template that allows you to copy the, we have this ability to extract the templates out of each of the skills. So for instance, a key phrase skill or whatever, and then you can copy the template to the clipboard and then just paste it right here on your, sorry, let me make this just a little bit smaller. Now it's kind of a little bit harder to see.
There you go.
Yeah, that's better, right? So, all right. So you can see, for instance, the key phrase extraction skill template, but I wanted the custom web API skill. So I can just copy this and paste it on the left side and then just enter each of the elements. So for instance, I enter what the URI for my publish skill is and what the method for calling it is. So I just filled each of the parameters for that. And one thing that is important here that may not be so obvious is what is the context? The context of a custom skill is essentially the level at which you enrich the information. In this case, I want the file type, and that's an attribute of the document itself, right? If you have more complex skills or skill sets, right, where you may want to get attributes for a sub-member of the document, for instance, maybe I extracted all the images from the documents, and then one of the attributes for each image is what's inside the image, then the context will not be just the document, but it would be like slash document slash images slash star, because essentially it's an attribute of each of the images within the documents. So the context is what is this enriching, right? In this case, we're enriching the document itself. And the file name input, sorry, the file name was the input. So you can see that I use exactly the same name here as the name that is expected to be used when we send the call, which is just file name, and file type was the output. For the source of the file name, this is where is this file name information coming from? And this is the metadata storage name. This comes from the document cracking stage. We extracted the name of the file as part of that. And this is all well documented, what values you have available to you, but this is just one of them. And in the case of the output, I call the file type the same. So from now on, I can refer to the file type as a member of the document and use it in the rest of the pipeline.
Cool.
So let's go to the next step. We have a skill set. Now we plug the inputs and outputs of that skill. Now in the indexer, once the skill set is completed, we want to kind of map this to the index, to the index definition. And that's done very easily by modifying my output field mappings. Output field mappings happen after the skill set execution. That's the important part here. That's the reason they're called output field mappings. And all I added was one entry here, but I said there is a property of the document, remember that was the context, called file type. And I want you to map that to the file type member in the index. Remember that we had created this string field in the index that we called it actually the same file type.
Correct.
So with that, now I could just reset my index and run it again. I'm not gonna do it because I already run it ahead of time.
Sure.
And now the file types will be extracted as part of the enrichment process.
All right, well, let's see it in action.
Yeah, so I actually, here in this other tab, I have my index, and I am going to query it with a query where it says, I want the term Satya, but I want to apply a filter where the file type equals image. And instead of getting all the content, I'm just going to get like the name of the file and the file type, which are the interesting parts that we were working with in this module. So I'm going to hit that and go. And it looks like there is indeed one document that has Satya. I did some celebrity recognition and so forth. So his name must have been somewhere in the content of the document. And the name of the document was satyanadella.linux.jpg. So that makes sense, right? And it's a file type image. And that was extracted by our custom skill.
So that's really cool. And basically, let's see if we can summarize here to finish up. Basically, you made an Azure function to do whatever. You linked it up to the indexer. Well, you created a field, some space for it in the index. You told the indexer, run this skill, put it in that field in the index or whatever set of fields. It might be more. And can you have complex structures as well in the index?
Yes, of course you can have complex structures in the index. Right now we just use a string for simplicity, but we support complex types. So you can define an EDM complex type and then the fields of that right under.
I see.
If you were to have a complex type, The catch is this, it's more powerful because you can do more things with it, but you have to make sure that whatever you push into that matches the exact schema of that as well.
Got it. So then once the indexer knows about the skill, the indexer says here, and then the skill will tell it how to map into the index, and then you can do some amazing search. Did I get it right?
That's exactly right.
Fantastic. Well, this has been amazing, Luis. Thanks so much for being with us, my friend.
Always my pleasure. Thank you so much, Seth.
Thank you so much for watching. We're learning about custom skills in Azure Cognitive Search. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.